神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Work is so much a part of life.
工作是生活里面的一大部分。
Actually, our Creator God, He liked to work.
我们的创造者，我们的神呢，他也喜欢工作。
And He made us in His image, and so there is something in man that also enjoys working.
我们是按着他的形象所造的，所以呢，在我们的里面有一种意念，我们也喜欢工作。
It's just a natural part of life.
是人生的一种很自然的生活。
Actually, work was a requirement from God.
而且工作也是神所要求期待的。
He told man to take care of the earth and have dominion over it.
而且呢，上帝要人要管理工作，管理这个世界。
So we have learned that work that is worthwhile is worth doing well.
我们也可以学习到说，工作的话，事实上是很好的，而且是很有价值的。
But work must be kept within boundaries.
但是工作要在一个规范里面。
It should not squeeze out the rest of our life.
而不能整个泛滥到整个的生活里。
Of course, we want fruits for our work.
当然我们希望我们从工作里面得到结果。
And we need to know and understand that it is God who gives us the strength to work.
我们也了解到是神给我们力量来工作。
Do you know that man was made to enjoy his work?
你知道吗？神造我们来享受我们的工作。
So therefore you might say, I am ambitious.
或许你说我是很有雄心的。
Which means I really like to work.
我很喜欢工作。
Well, we must examine then this ambition that you have.
那我们要来检查一下我们这种野心。
Do you have a positive ambition?
是一个正确的野心吗？
That means that you work unselfishly.
意思是说呢，你不是很自我中心、很自私的来工作。
That it's not just for you, but it's for all those that you can help.
不是只为你自己，而是呢，也是在服务别人。
If your ambition is motivated by this, then you should do your very best.
如果你的雄心、你的理想是有这种动机的话，那你就要尽其努力的做得最好。
I have actually met those who were excellent workers.And they were workers that really wanted to serve others.
我碰到很多都是工作绩效极佳的人，而且他们的心意就是要服务别人。
Now, as a woman, when my car has trouble or it needs special service, I really need to find someone who is ambitious to serve, not to take me.
我是一个开车，但是呢，又是一个妇女，所以当我的车有问题的时候呢，我就必须要找到一个真的是有那种理想，可以好好的为我的车服务的人，而不是找一个要占便宜的人。
Actually, in my lifetime, I have met mechanics that have given me lots of trouble, lied to me, told me there was things that needed to be done, and I suspect that sometimes maybe even did some things that brought a little harm to my car.
在我一生中呢，碰到很多一些机械师呢，他们欺骗我，他们跟我说我的机器或我的车子需要怎么样换这个或者是修那个，结果到后来呢，不但欺骗我，而且有时候还破坏我里面的一些东西。
Oh yes, they were ambitious.
当然他们也有雄心。
But for themselves.
但是是为他们自己。
I remember a friend of mine, an older lady who was traveling north, and her car had trouble.
我记得我有一个老朋友呢，当他开着车向北部走的时候，他车子呢出了问题。
They told her that her motor was bad, and before it was finished, he sold her another car. He really cheated her.
当他拿去修理的时候呢，那个人告诉他说他的车子的引擎已经不行了， 所以呢就说服他啊买另外一部车，他是被欺骗了。
That's why it's so wonderful to meet people who they want to accomplish higher goals than living in the life of just taking from people and selfishness.
如果你可以碰到一些真的是为了理想啊好好的工作的人的话，实在是很棒的。不然的话，那些啊想欺骗我们的人呢，让我们觉得很懊恼。
Don't you enjoy people like that? I had a friend that was in America when Taiwan had an earthquake.
你就觉得这样子很享受吗？有一次呢，我有一个朋友，他是在美国，但是当台湾发生地震的时候
，He was a builder.
那他是一个建筑师。
And he said when he heard it, I know none of my buildings fell.
当这个朋友呢，在美国的时候呢，听到地震的消息，他就很肯定的说，我知道我所盖的房子呢，绝对不会倒。
Because he was a conscientious worker, he did his work well. He did it for inspection. And you would like to know people like that, don't you?
那他呢，就很有成就感，而且他自己晓得他自己所盖的房子呢，他的建筑业呢，是非常有信用的。所以你不觉得我们喜欢有这样子的人做我们的朋友吗？
Actually, in our life, if we have a purpose for life, we are a blessed person.
如果我们的生活中有一种目的，有一种目标的话，我们实在是啊一种祝福。
God wants us to have a purpose for our life.
神希望我们的人生是带着目标的。
Not only to worship Him, but love others as we love ourselves.
我们不只是要敬拜神，而且要爱人如己。
But now I want to talk to the opposite, the negative ambition.
那现在我要谈到另外一种就是比较负面的一种野心。
This is a spirit of selfishness.
那这是一种自私的。
And I'm afraid there's so much of that today.
我恐怕有很多人有这种私心。
They have compulsion. They want to do things perfectly.
他们呢有那种想要把事情做得很好的这样的心意。
Because they want to look good before others. They want to show what they can do.
那他们的目的呢是要让别人肯定他们所做的，让别人看看他们能做什么。
And they're achieving for themselves.
所以他们所要的成就呢是为他们自己。
You see, sometimes families have problems when the husband works so hard.
有时候一个家庭产生问题就是因为呢这个先生呢工作太多，工作太过分了。
And he builds up his work and his reputation.
那这个先生呢，他用这种工作的成效来建立他自己的荣誉。
But then the wife may say to him, why are you doing this? We never see you. Why are you just giving your life to work?
一方面太太却在抱怨说，为什么你总是这么多的工作呢？你这样的话，我们一天根本看不到你。
And usually the answer is, I'm doing it for you and the family.
可是他的回答会是这样子，我这样做是为了家庭，是为了你啊。
But that's not fully true.
但是不是真的。
They're doing it to fulfill their own desire to be seen, to be noticed, to have power.
很多时候他们这样做，那么努力的工作是为了他们能够得到权，得到势，得到荣誉。
You see, because money gives power.
因为得到钱之后呢，就有权势了。
And so their whole life is in the grip of selfishness.
所以他们一辈子呢，都在这种自私的这种心意里面来啊生活。
Now, let's notice some of the attitudes of those who have let their life become nothing but work for themselves.
我们来看一看有一些人呢，他们一辈子呢，就只有在为自己的私欲而工作。
Now, we have a term for that in counseling. They are called workaholics.
那这在这个心理辅导里面有一个专有名词叫做工作狂。
Actually, that means that they are addicted to work.
意思是说呢，他们在这个工作上呢上瘾了。
So many times they are so preoccupied with a given thought that they can't get it out of their mind.
所以他们整天呢，这心里面在想的呢都是工作，他们都被工作占满了。
They're unable to rest and relax even on a vacation.
他们呢是没有办法休息的，即使是在放假的时候或者是度假的时候呢，还是没有办法休息。
They keep continually thinking about work and what they can do and what needs to be done, even when they're in bed or even when they're out in an outing.
不管是在外面或在里面，甚至在床上呢，他们在想的总是工作，什么应该做，什么要怎么做。
Actually, a workaholic will take their work on their vacation. They'll take their computer, what they have to read, their papers, everything. Either they'll take it on vacation and even to bed.
这种工作狂的人呢，他们即使去度假，也会带着工作一起去。
You see, when they start a job many times, they are unhappy. They just don't feel at rest until they can finish it.
那他们一开始一件事情的时候呢，除非到他们结束了，不然的话，他们很不安静，很不快乐的。
And even when they're not doing anything, they still have a feeling that I need to be doing something.
即使呢，已经没有什么事可以做的时候，他们还是觉得应该做一点事。
These are the people that fill up their schedules very tight, and they have a long to-do list.
这样的人，他们一天的行事历呢，非常的满，他们所要写下来要做的事情呢，长长的一大串。
Often they have a 10 to 12 hour workday.
有时候呢，一天做上10到12个小时。
They're the kind that try to do several things at once.
有时候呢，一次呢，同一个时间做好几件事情。
And because of this drive, because they must do this, they want to be in control.
那因为他们的这种对自己那种驱使的心、驱赶的心呢，他们是成为一个操纵者。
Many times they have a high ideal of perfection.
他们通常会有一个很高的一种完美的理想。
They do expect it themselves, but many times they expect it of others.
不但期待自己，而且呢，也要求别人。
This hurts them socially.
那这个会对他们的社交生活有伤害。
They have very few friends.
他们会很少有朋友。
They don't get out to social affairs very often unless it has to do with their work.
除非为了工作的缘故，不然的话，他们不太有这种外面的社交的这样的生活。
Actually, they focus on themselves. When they talk to people, they talk to them about their accomplishment, which means their worth.
每一次跟朋友谈话的时候呢，总是焦点放在他们的工作，他们的成就。
Many times it's very hard for them to say no, but the reason why is because they have a need for the approval of others.
很多时候这样的人呢，他们是很难去拒绝人家的，那原因是因为他们呢，很希望被别人来肯定。
We're going to talk a little bit now about what this does to a person who is a workaholic.
我们要谈一谈这种工作狂的这样的一个影响是什么。
You know, they lose a lot of sleep.
这样的话，这些人会睡不好觉。
They become very tense. Their muscles become very tense. They have trouble with back pains.
这样的人呢，通常他们的这种肌肉很紧张，然后呢，会全身酸痛。
Also headaches, and they have a lot of trouble with their digestive system.
有时候头痛，加上这种消化系统的问题。
They grit their teeth when they sleep many times because they're under such tension.
睡觉时候呢，他们会磨牙或者是咬得很紧。
And their chest gets tight many times they think they're having a heart attack.
有时候那种胸部呢会觉得很紧哦，好像啊心脏有问题。
Many times they get ulcers.
很多时候会有溃疡，胃溃疡。
And they're tired a lot of the time.
常常都很累。
So you see it affects them physically as well as emotionally.
所以这种工作狂呢，对身体、对情绪都有伤害。
Now, why are they pushing the way they do?
为什么他们这样子来驱赶自己呢？
Well, like we say, they're pushing to prove something.
因为他们要去证明一些事情。
They want to prove their self-worth.
他们要来肯定证明自己的价值。
Their self-worth is not really who they are, but what they do.
所以他们的价值的观念呢，不是自己是怎么样的人，而是呢，他能做什么。
They push to produce.
他们驱赶自己要去工作出成效。
They're seeking significance.
他们在找一些意义。
So they can say, look at him, he is really quite a worker.
所以呢，他要大家看着他，认为他是一个很好的工作者。
They push to perform.
他也是驱赶自己去表现。
They want the admiration and the recognition of all of those around them.
他们很需要掌声，很需要别人的肯定赞美。
They push to provide.
他们也驱赶自己去提供。
They want to be indispensable to people.
他们要证明好像别人非有他们不行。
They push to protect themselves.
他们也驱赶自己要保护自己。
Because they don't want intimate relationships. They are so involved in themselves.
因为他们对自己呢就是那么的紧张，所以呢他们不太希望跟别人有什么亲近的关系。
And many times they are rigid and inflexible. They want to be perfect. They want to do it their own way.
他们要用自己的方法做事情，所以是没有弹性的，非常狭隘的，非常紧的。
They push to prosper.
他们驱赶自己要去获很多的利益。
They overemphasize material possessions.
太过分于强调这种物质上面的拥有。
This has been something that has hurt the family probably more than most things.
这个是最伤害家庭关系的。
Even mothers that have their shops and they work so hard, they want more and more that they neglect their family.
就像母亲呢，有时候呢，在工作上或在店里面工作的很辛苦很多，然后呢，就忽略了家庭。
Oh, they cook the food.
当然，他们也煮饭。
And they buy them clothes.
当然，他们也买衣服给孩子穿。
But they have no patience with them.
但是对孩子没有耐心。
They're always yelling at the little ones.
总是对那些小孩子呢大声喊叫。
There's no time to really communicate and understand them.
根本没有时间来了解家人或者是去关心他们。
Because they want more and more of the material things.
因为他们对于物质的要求呢越来越多。
They push to please themselves.
他们驱赶自己来讨自己的喜欢。
Now how does this happen, you might say?
那这是怎么回事呢？
Well, there are in their lives, have there been some negative messages to them, no doubt.
在他们的人生当中呢，有一些对自己是负面上面的一些资讯。
And maybe the only way their parents would really love them is if they were accomplished something.
有时候父母亲爱他们的时候呢，只是因为他们做了什么成就，有了成效呢，才会爱他们。
This gives pain to the heart.
这样对他们的心是很伤害的。
So without realizing it, they begin to say, if I can do enough, that'll ease my pain.
所以在潜意识里面呢，无意识中呢，就想说，如果可以做多一点，做好一点，或许就可以抑制我心里面这种伤害。
If I achieve success,Well, I'll be significant.
如果我成功了，我就有意义了。
So in their hearts, as they begin to work and push, they think to themselves, just around the corner, I'm going to be successful.
所以不管怎么样，自己就下定决心，一定要尽力的能够达到成功。
But it's never enough.
但是从来不会到达那个满足点。
They think a little more, that's all I need.
总是想说我要再多一点。
And we keep going, pushing and pushing more and more.
继续的驱赶自己，要多一点，要再努力一点。
But it seems like the harder we work, we still don't feel that acceptance.
可是越努力呢，越不觉得被接受。
Then on top of that, we have the burden of guilt of how we have neglected others, our family, our friends.
那么在最顶端的感受是我们因为工作而忽略了一些人一些事情呢所以我们积压了很多的罪恶感。
I think as you have heard these, you can understand that this person is driven.
那你可以了解到这样的人的话是一种驱赶性的一种人生。
It seems like there's something within them that wants to be noticed. They have to find their worth. And it seems like the only way they can is to keep going, keep going.
这种人呢好像呢他们的人生的价值呢一定要这样继续的做继续的赶才能够来肯定他自己的价值。
I had a dear friend. She was a very bright girl.
我有一个很好的朋友，她是一个很聪明的人。
She would work and help her mother while she was going to school.
当她上学的时候，一方面她很会帮助她妈妈。
But when the exam came, when she got out of high school, she didn't do that well.
那当她高中毕业之后呢，她的成绩并不好。
I believe she was heartbroken.
那我知道说她的心可能非常的难过。
But she didn't give up. She went overseas and she began to finish her education.
但是呢，她没有放弃，她继续的到国外去求学。
Went on to get her master's degree.
甚至呢，上到了这个硕士。
Even taught in a college.
甚至呢，自己也在大学这个学院里面教书。
And had a desire to start her own school.
甚至自己要想要去开发学校。
But she never felt like she accomplished.
但是即使这样子，她还是不觉得自己已经有成就。
Constantly doing more to make her feel that she could accomplish more.
总是想要做的多一点好让自己觉得自己有成就。
So these people really need help.
这些人需要帮助。
Of course, like everything else, they need to realize what is it that is driving me.
那就像我们其他的问题一样你还是要从里面去检查到底什么在驱赶我有这样的一个情况。
This is where they may need the help of a counselor.
那这方面可能需要一个心理辅导的人员来帮助他。
Because many of the things that drive us are deep within us from maybe even our childhood.
有时候这种在驱使我们的这种动力呢是从我们很小时候开始的。
Sometimes when they were told they couldn't do anything right.
有时候呢被大人说呢我们什么都做不好。
Or one of the other children was always lifted up above them.
还是呢其中有一个弟兄姐妹呢常常是被夸奖的。
Sometimes because it was just that they were a driver that wanted to see how well they could do and be better than anyone else.
有时候也是自己的那种好胜心，喜欢去证明说呢，我可以做得很好，而且呢，我可以做得比别人好。
Now, if you have a husband or a friend that's a workaholic, maybe you might be able to help them if they will listen to you.
如果你的先生或你的朋友就是这种工作狂的话，或许呢，你可以帮助他，如果他们愿意听你的话。
Don't try to pressure them.
不要给他们压力。
They're under a lot of pressure as it is.
他们的压力已经够多了。
Talk with them with a sense that you love them no matter what they are doing.
对他们表达说你很爱他们，不管他们做多少，你都很爱他们。
Compliment them for what they do do, their inner qualities that you do appreciate.
对他们所做的呢，表达你的感谢。
Don't criticize them. Don't try to judge them.
不要责备，不要去责难他们。
Many times a wife might say, oh, you're not like other men. You don't come home and love us as a family.
有的太太会这样对先生说呢，你不像别人的丈夫对家庭那么的爱，而且呢，你根本不关心我们这个家庭。
They will judge and say, you don't care for us.
那用这样的来论断说他不关心家庭。
So you see, if you try to come up that at them at the hard way,It's not going to do any good.
如果你对一个工作狂的人用这种比较硬性的方法的话是没有用的。
Now you must confront them.
你要面对他。
Sometimes this is not easy.
不容易。
But do it in love.
用爱来面对。
If you can find any books or anything that you can read or hear about workaholics, find out all that you can about it.
试着去找一些资讯，像书啊，或者是一些啊专题讲座。来关于就是这个工作狂的事情来做一点认知。
Pray that God will change the desires of your workaholic husband.
为你所关心的，不管是丈夫或朋友也好，他们的这种工作狂的态度来祷告，求神帮助他们。
Then begin to focus on his needs, not yours.
那专心对于他们的需要，好好的来满足，不要总是想到自己的需要。
Seems like when we love and we're kind and we show them we care and do for them, then they give it back to us. They begin to recognize what we are to them.
如果你可以多用点心，用爱来关心他，好像这样子比较能够赢得他们的心。
Now I want to talk to the person who is a workaholic.
那我现在要针对这个本身是工作狂的人。
Maybe I can give you some tips on how to help yourself.
那我也希望呢，你有得到一些帮助。
Because I want to tell you, as a workaholic, down the road, there's going to be something we call burnout.
因为每一个工作狂者呢，他到后来的一个终结呢，一定是耗尽了。
Sometimes it will hit you physically.
有时候是在身体上会有这种现象。
Many times in your emotion and what we call our nerves.
有时候情绪会非常的紧张。
It may break up your home.
有时候会使家庭破裂。
So you see, this is important for you to address.
所以这个是要你要很关心的一个问题。
Stop thinking that you must work like this so that you can show who you are and what you are.
开始停止这种想法，就是说呢，我一定要工作才能够让别人看到我是谁。
You do not have to impress anyone.
你不需要让别人怎么样来赞美你。
You are yourself.
你就是你。
Made by God.
是神所造的。
You have your abilities.
你有你自己的能力。
And you don't need to prove anything to anyone else.
你不需要向任何一个人来证明或肯定你自己。
So begin to try to curb what you're doing.
所以你要开始呢，自己要收敛一点。
Now, sit down the night before and write your to-do list, what I'm to do tomorrow.
在晚上呢，写下来明天你要做的事情。
Then look it over and see what should be done first, what is most important. Put number one there. The next thing important, put number two. And write down the list. Put them in priority.
列下所有要做的事情呢，把它们编上一些先后的次序的编号，就是它的优先次序。
And if you can, put a time limit on them. I'm going to do this for an hour. This will be an hour and a half. Just put a time limit on them.
然后把每一项事情呢，都给它有一些时限，有个时间，说我要用多少时间做这件事情。
And then make a calendar of events that isn't for work, but it's for your family, for your friends,And for your own self, in advance, things that you really would like to do and enjoy doing.
然后在你的这个日历上面呢，也做一些计划，做关于跟家庭、跟家人相处的时间、跟朋友的时间，还有自己要享受的一些事情，也做一些计划。
And don't change them, make them a great priority.
把这个计划呢，好好的固定下来，绝对不要轻易的改变。
Then learn how to relax.
学习放松。
Learn how to enjoy life.
好好的享受生活。
Now, let me tell you about the freedom that you feel when you can release yourself from this workaholic attitude.
当你可以从这种工作狂的啊这种情况里面释放之后呢，我要告诉你是多么的自由。
See, you can release yourself from the burden of guilt.
那这样的话呢，你可以从那种罪恶感的这种重担里面被释放出来。
Actually, you can say, I don't have to be perfect.
所以告诉自己说呢，我不需要完美。
And that I can do things because I love people and I'm doing them because I want to do them.
告诉自己说呢，我做这些事情呢，是因为我爱别的人，而且呢，我愿意为他们做这些事情。
Then on the other hand, eliminate your need to please everyone.
另外呢，你一定要限制你自己，不要老是要去讨人的喜欢。
It's a wonderful thing when you can learn how to please God.
当然，如果你学习怎么样讨神喜欢是很好的。
He doesn't change.
因为神不改变。
We don't have to make ourselves any different for him. He knows us.
你不需要为了讨他喜欢而啊去勉强你自己或改变你自己。他知道我们，他认识我们。
Then learn how to be completely honest about your feelings.
好好的面对自己，很诚实的来面对自己的感觉。
You can become completely honest about your feelings.
你对自己的感受可以很诚实。
You can face and release those resentments that you have against parents, against wife, against workers. Get rid of them.
你可以从里面呢，可以这些啊恼恨，不管是对家里的、对太太的、对各方面的工作方面的恼恨呢，可以从这里面得到释放。
In this freedom, you become more aware of the feelings of others.
因为这种释放跟自由呢，让你会更感受到别人的感受或别人的立场。
If you can turn your heart toward others, there will be a whole different you.
如果你的心开始转向顾虑到别人的话，那你的人生就不一样了。
You see, if love can become the motive of your activities,
让爱成为你的工作的一个动机。
And that you feel free to love and become involved in other people.
因为你那种很自由的那种对人的爱呢，让你去参与到人跟人之间的这样的关系里面去。
You may say, not me.
或许你说这不是我的工作方向。
But you can.
你可以这样子。
Many others have done that.
很多人是这样子的。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。